Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. Welcome to the nightcap. It's not as cold outside anymore. It's 34 degrees. 2 days ago, it was 1 degree. It's 34 degrees today. Mother Nature said, go fuck yourself. My allergies are acting up. I'm wearing one less layer of clothes. Currently in the Bronx. Yes. Oh, yesterday, the new episode of This Week in Bullshit News dropped. Y'all check it out. YouTube it. The page is youtube.com/torchupnyc. Go watch it. Support it. Love it. Like it. Hate it. Share it. I don't give a shit. But just, I'd love some interaction. This podcast was actually the sponsor of that episode. We got a lot of dope things coming. You know what I do like about doing the cartoon? That I get a bunch of different perspectives. Like, I have a lot. I got an eclectic group of people in my phone and social networks. And a good portion of them give opinions. And I love that. I love the criticism, and because most of it is constructive, the criticism that I appreciate the most sometimes is the comedic criticism, because I'm still learning. Like, you know, I know I make people laugh, but I'm no motherfucking Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying? I'm no Neil Brennan. I'm no great writer yet. I'm getting there. I'm working. Give me another 10-15. I don't know if that means days, months, or years, but one of those, and I'll be dope. And I love that people attach themselves to either one of the characters. The stars, if you're not in the know, the stars of This Week in Bullshit News, the lead anchor's name is Barney Calvin. He's a African American gentleman who was born and raised in Westchester, New York. He currently lives in Chappaqua. His co-host is an Italian gentleman by the name of Angelo Antonio Francesco. And he's born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Barney is, I mean, a specific age, he's late 40s, early 50s, no, late 40s, mid to late 40s. Angelo is in his 60s, and he was a former member of the mob, and in the 80s, he had decided that he wanted to leave the mob for a different type of life. He's a huge fan of hip-hop. This Italian-American mob member is a huge fan of hip-hop, hip-hop culture. I'm talking like 80s, 90s rap. Like, he loves that shit. And Barney likes egg salad sandwiches for breakfast. Yeah, go figure. Anyway, go check out the episode. Comment. If you haven't seen the other episodes, they're all pretty funny. And the dope thing about it is if you watch them 1 to 13... which I have not done, but I've skipped around a bit just to see, you know, the difference. There's definitely been progress. There's been progress in the artwork. There's been progress in the animation style. There's been progress in the writing. Shit. Fuck. Excuse me. But I like that because I see, like, the timeline of me. It, you know, I don't really look at my work, but even when I did music, I didn't really listen to my music. I would listen to it for the sake of mixing it right and for me practicing for shows and things of that nature, but I wasn't riding around my car, riding around listening to my own rap. I still don't do that shit. And I have hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands, of songs that I've recorded. And I was never a fan of just listening to my own shit. Like, I don't know. I liked creating it and just leaving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still have tons of songs and tons of drawings and tons of animations, and I started writing a script a long time ago. I got a book that I've been writing, a cookbook as well. Just a bunch of things. I just like creating and leaving. When it's ready, it's ready. You know what I'm saying? And even when it's ready and I put it out, I don't want a piece of it. I don't want to taste it. I made it for you. Here, enjoy. Anyway, this week in Bullshit News, episode 13 is out. Episode 14 should be out next weekend. And there should be some sort of news updates within the week. Fun stuff, guys. I hope to have Angelo and or Barney on the show very soon, which would be fun and funny. And, yeah, that's that. So, currently headed to go draw and sketch for a bunch of hours and just meditate on my artwork. You know, I got some big meetings coming up. That's another dope thing. Shout out to Danny Diablo. I'm meeting with him Thursday afternoon to get some voiceover work done. I'm using him in a whole bunch of different ways. So Danny Diablo will be very prevalent and present in the Torchville universe for the next few months. So I'm looking forward to that because he's a character. I'm also looking forward to chilling and talking to Iron Sheik. Hopefully I can link up with him sometime before the end of next week. Get him on the podcast. I also have some voiceover work for him because he has entered the Torchville universe as well. He has yet to be on a show, but I animated him months ago. But we just put it out. It's an animated promotion for his new album, Black Adam. Go download that. And I'm looking forward to working with P-Powers. P-Powers, you know, that's the partner right there. So he's going to be involved in everything. And he's actually an essential part of every version of the Torchville universe. So every category, would I say that? I guess I just did say that. Every category, every kind of show that comes out of the Torchville universe, TWBSN, The Law of Powers, those things, he's going to be involved. That's going to be fun. What else am I working on? I'm excited to be working with Med again. My Uncle Med got a bunch of dope shit in the works with him. And he's actually going to make his debut in the Torchville universe as well. He's going to be entering in a different kind of role. So look out for that. Who else have I spoken to recently about entering the Torchville universe? Don't know. But there are definitely a couple people I have on my list. It's like a Chris Jericho list. But this is a good list of people that I want to work with. And it's crazy because whenever I have different people in mind, I have tons of scripts written for people that I haven't even spoken. Oh, Scam Dust is going to be... He's already submitted work for the Torchville universe. I just haven't put it out yet. So there's some shit coming up with Scam Dust, the cat caller. Look out for that. Shout out to Scam. But a lot of dope stuff. A lot of dope stuff cartoon wise. I'll be working on some different series soon. Shout out to Juan out there in Cali. He's from Queens. He's living out there in Cali. He got a dope cartoon called Chippins, which I'm working on with him. And just take it from there. Keep working, grinding, making people laugh. Funny shit. So email me if you want a shout out, if you got a comment, question, you want me to discuss something. Maybe you want something on or to be exposed in the Torchville universe, maybe on the news, maybe in Torchville itself. Email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing you guys. Here's a word from our sponsor.